So let's begin by welcoming the silence. Welcoming the silence that's all around us, in us, through us, living us. And the silence allows for it all. It allows for our every experience. The silence allows for our tiredness and our anger. It allows for the quiet, peaceful calm that can come and go like ocean waves. The silence role models for us how we can always welcome all parts of ourselves. We can welcome the difficult parts and the easy parts all the same. We can welcome our aversion towards anything. We can welcome our shame and get to know it a little better. We can welcome our fear and anxiety. And in this way of welcoming, we're simply offering love to everything and everyone all of the time. The silence always welcomes us. In this way, the silence is a role model for us always to do the same as best we are able. We can become welcoming light, best we are able. We likely won't do this perfect all the time. This is not a practice of perfection. It's just a practice. This is just a practice of being with the silence. And honoring the qualities of the silence that are in us, the qualities that are most dear to our hearts. Perhaps these are qualities of welcoming and love, or perhaps the silence shows us other qualities that are equally as kind and pleasant, useful, sacred. So for a time, I welcome us to nestle in and rest with the silence. Allow the great silence to teach us whatever we most need to know at this time. I welcome us to listen to the silence so completely that we're just gently encouraged to let go of anything that would ever be in the way of really knowing and living with and being close with this great compassionate silence, this wonderful life force energy that brightens our world every day in so many ways. As we rest in silence together, we can simultaneously practice letting go and being with and noticing whatever there is to notice.